For the first time since 2008, the Broncos practiced with another team as they welcomed in the Houston Texans to Dove Valley on Tuesday. Both teams practiced for roughly 2 hours without pads, and even though head coach John Fox said he never held a joint practice during his time in Carolina, he thought this was a good first day.
You know, we're going to take the approach that, you know, we're going to treat the Texans just like we do our own team, and we expect the same from them. And I think, you know, it's just good work, and I think it's kind of a good time, actually, because you've been banging on the same guys for 3 weeks other than the preseason games, and then, you know, to get somebody different, I think it's good.
The Texans, meanwhile, have already practiced with another team this month, hosting the Atlanta Falcons. And after day one with the Broncos, first-year head coach Bill O'Brien said he expects his team to get better with this experience.
You know, anytime you have a chance to defensively go against a Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy that runs the operation at the line of scrimmage, a guy that recognizes things easily, he's done it that way for 16, 17 years, that's always going to help your defense.
While most of the attention may have been on the Broncos' offense, going against number one overall pick Jadeveon Clowney and former Defensive Player of the Year J.J. Watt, there were still plenty of great matchups on the other side of the ball, such as Chris Harris Jr. going against veteran wide receiver Andre Johnson.
So I think it's great competition for us and for them. So, you know, sometimes you kind of get tired of going against your teammates, you know, especially in training camp. So I think it, you know, it makes practice fun, you know, and it's a lot of competition.
On Wednesday, both teams are expected to be in pads. Watt said, quote, "That should be a lot of fun." For Broncos TV, I'm Phil Milani.